ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
Really interesting one this morning. We wanted to talk to someone who has donated their egg. So, obviously, female donating their eggs to another couple.
That would be amazing if a man called up.
Well, you never know. Jen has given us a call. She is from Queensland. How are you, Jen?
Really well, thank you.
Jen, oh, so many questions to ask you. You, first up, you were already a mother when you donated your eggs?
Yes, and I kind of finished my family story. I wasn't planning to have any more children.
Right, because that was going to be my question, because if you're getting all these eggs harvested, I was going to see if you kept some for your own storage as well as donated them, or it was just all for the other person?
It was all for the other person, and it was actually for a friend, not a family member. So it was a one-off decision.
Interesting.
So how did it come about? Did the friend come to you and say, I'm unable to do this naturally myself and I need eggs? Or did you just offer? Or how did that whole conversation start?
Well, we'd had a friend who'd lost a child, and we were very close friends, as it were, and she'd had two children. She'd had them herself using her own eggs, and she was older, but she hadn't felt like she'd finished her family. And she asked me whether I would consider donating an egg so that she could have that completion of the family, and I just felt it was right.
Wow. So talk us through the process of what it actually is to have your eggs harvested, is what they call it, which sounds really kind of brutal, yeah. Doesn't it? But how do they do it?
Well, most of it happens while you're under, thank God. And I have to admit, like, I had this weird thought to this day because I woke up and I didn't feel any different after the eggs were harvested. And I had that kind of thought of, did they take it out of my belly button? Did they go through the, did they do it the normal way? So honestly, I have no idea how the actual process happened. I just know it happened while I was deeply anesthetized.
That's a tough
word.
What
was the lead up, though?
So all sorts of things that you don't expect. Like, for instance, you and the person have to get your periods in sync.
Oh.
Okay.
And then once that happens, nowadays they kind of don't over-fertilize you, if that makes sense. So you are encouraged to produce more eggs, but not so many eggs that it's ridiculous. But in the olden days, that's why you used to get octuplets and things like that.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're pregnant and you're wildly hormonal. And the one thing, and I hope I can talk about this with you guys, is that, of course, you have to be really careful that you don't have sex with your partner because you're harvesting eggs for somebody else. But, man, you want to.
Oh,
no.
Because your body would be we're ready. We've got all these eggs.
Wow.
That's exactly right. Your body's going, let's do this.
Oh, that's torture. All right, well, let's fast forward now. So, you know, the egg gets harvested from you, gets put into your friend. It was a successful pregnancy and labor and birth and whatnot?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you ever feel ownership over that child? That's a pretty out there,
and
blunt question, but it's what comes to
what
mind.
I get asked that question every single time by people, and obviously it must be that thought that I would have an attachment. But I didn't carry the baby. I didn't have anything in that 9 months. All I feel like I did is give someone the bestest present ever.
Which you did. That is just amazing that you did give her that gift of being a mum again.
Yeah.
So do your family know, because you have your own kids, does everyone know that this happened?
No, and my children don't. My parents don't. My husband does. He has to know, because you've got to go and do counselling with the respective couple before you make the decision.
Right.
But we've made an agreement, myself and the mum, that if something were to happen to me, then she would pass on that information.
Okay, right.
Well, why? Why would you pass it on then?
Well, it's a poignant story, but part of the reason why I agreed in the first place was that I lost my own brother, my only sibling.
Yeah.
And I just know that if something was to happen to me, it would matter to my parents.
Right.
Okay.
Right, because they wouldn't have any kids.
And everyone's family situation is just so complicated. Yeah. Do you know what
it
I
is,
mean?
And,
so,
and, you've and got... I wouldn't want my parents now to feel any ownership of this child because it's not out.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen.
Wow.
You've obviously had to cross some pretty, you know, wild and torrent waters or whatever to get where you are. And I just think it's such a beautiful outlook. Like you say, there's no ownership there, but it's just the best present a person could give. And you've done that, Jen. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
My pleasure.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.